very sad day again for Somalia. A mine explosion happened in one of the busiest markets in Baidoa, which is the capital of the Bay region, southwest of Somalia. Recently, Somali government forces, with the help of the Ethiopian forces, eliminated Al-Shabaab from the area. Today is a very sad day where 11 civilians died and around 19 injured. So it's a very sad day. It was a market. This is what, since we have won the war, or the battle against warfare with Al-Shabaab or Al-Qaeda in Somalia, they have changed their tactics where they're playing very dirty game with the people, where they deliberately, indiscriminately targeting the people. It's very sad that they don't want our people to move on to have a life. So that's why we are witnessing, experiencing this in Somalia now. But we are on top of it. We're still pushing farther afield. And it will be a matter of time before we get rid of all the threats posed by Al-Qaeda and Al-Shabaab in Somalia.
Do you expect these kind of attacks in places like Baidoa to continue now that Al-Shabaab have been expelled from the area?
Yes, we have been expecting all this, and we have what is called newly liberated areas policy and strategies, where we're trying to bring communities together to stabilize the area, to provide basic services so that people will be able to have a say for their future, where they could be part of the peace committees and also in part of the future administrations. What we have learned from previous mistakes, where once we get rid of Al-Shabaab or extremists from area, then they disappear but then come back. So that's why this time we need different tactics where we can empower local people in terms of reconciling with the competing agendas such as clans and what have you. We are pursuing this agenda with engaging with the communities, doing everything we can to empower local people. And while we're doing this, we expect these kind of soft target attacks against them. We are doing everything to eliminate those threats.
What's the situation with the Ethiopian troops in that area?
Ethiopians are there to help us. And now, you know, they are moving back to the territory, and we are planning to put AMISOM in place of the areas that at the moment Ethiopians are, and Ethiopians didn't want to become part of AMISOM the same way as Kenyans. So we are very grateful for the assistance from Ethiopia, and now we hope this will be the end of Al-Shabaab and Al-Qaeda in Somalia.
Are Ethiopian troops, are they still stationed in Baidoa?
They are in Baidoa and Baladwin and outdoor, those areas that they helped our troops to recapture. They are still there. The plan is that the end of April or the beginning of next month for AMISOM troops to reach those areas so Ethiopians can go back to their country. Ethiopians are very happy with that plan. And we are continuing stabilizing the country. As you know, it's easier to get rid of Al-Shabaab from a town. But stabilizing the town is a hard job, where we are implementing all the initiatives to empowering the local people, the same way we did in Mogadishu, and we continue to do in other towns such as Baidoa, Baladwin, Hodur, and others.